The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, is expecting more travelers this Memorial Day weekend, though nothing close to the numbers before the coronavirus outbreak. And new screening measures may soon be in place, including taking your temperature to help stop the spread of the virus. The Trump administration and airlines support the measures, but as NPR's David Shaper reports, public health experts are not happy about them.
You know the drill. You take out your laptop, take off your shoes, and put whatever else you're carrying into the bins and down the conveyor belt to be x-rayed. Then your body is scanned, too. And soon, a TSA officer might also point a thermal device at your forehead to take your temperature. And if you have a fever, you could be banned from flying.
Our top priority is to restart this industry safely.
Alexandre Dejuniac heads the International Air Transport Association, and in a recent conference call, he detailed a multi-layered biosecurity plan aimed at reassuring potential travelers. That plan includes requiring face masks on board, physical distancing when lining up to get on and off the plane, limiting passenger movement during the flight, and taking travelers' temperatures before they board.
This system will prevent the circulation of the virus and the contamination on board.
In the U.S., the major airlines are lobbying to have the TSA do that thermal screening, but some in Congress don't think the agency has the legal authority to do so. Attorney Jonathan Meyer disagrees.
TSA is in charge of a lot more than just stopping terrorism.
Meyer is a former deputy general counsel in the Department of Homeland Security.
It is TSA's job, in large part, to protect the lives, health, and welfare of passengers.
And Meyer says that job includes protecting travelers from biological threats. And he says it's better than having the airlines doing it at the gate.
That seems a lot more cumbersome than using an already existing single point of entrance where screening is already taking place.
And Meyer contends that a no-touch thermal scan is no more intrusive than what the TSA already does. But Jay Stanley of the ACLU disagrees.
It isn't anybody's business normally what my temperature is. It's not the biggest invasion of privacy, but it's a physiological reading about my body. And lurking behind and alongside temperature readings are other physiological readings which will increasingly be able to be performed remotely without your knowledge, let alone permission.
And would temperature scanning really help halt the spread of the virus?
The reality is this. The data that we have is that these temperature checks just do not pick up many cases.
Dr. Abrar Karan at the Harvard Medical School says checking travelers for fevers won't catch those who are asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic, but who can still transmit the virus. He points to a study showing that only 30% of COVID-19 patients had fevers when admitted to New York City hospitals.
So they may develop fever later on, but they may not have it initially. And actually, you know that initially is when your viral load is highest, right? When your symptoms are just about starting is when your viral load in the upper respiratory tract is peaking.
Karan and others worry that airport temperature scans could provide a false sense of security, actually leading to more transmissions of the coronavirus. In a statement, the TSA says at this time no decision has been made regarding specific health screening measures at airports, adding that the agency is working with the airlines, the CDC, and other agencies to decide on the best course of action. There are reports, though, that the White House and CDC officials have clashed on the matter. And the Trump administration could order the TSA to begin temperature scanning over the CDC's objections. David Shaper, NPR News.